Good morning, Anchor fans. Well, it's been a while since I've been on here, and I don't know why. I really like it because I don't have to dress up or anything. But you know, I've been on a kick lately, and I just decided I needed to do it on Anchor. And that is about how bad things in your life can turn to beautiful things. The word says, count it all joy when you go through the fiery trials, because it is perfecting you. And you know, I used to just could not grasp that. Like, hell yeah, count it all joy, you know? But if you can stop and you can say, all right, I'm going through this, but it's going to work towards good. God says all things work together for good to he that believes and loves God and is called according to God's purpose for him. So listen to those words carefully, because it doesn't say that all things work together for good for everybody. If you aren't called according to God's purpose, if you aren't seeking God, if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, those promises do not belong to you. But if you are a child of God, now this doesn't mean that you're not making mistakes, because we all make mistakes every day. And the beautiful part of God's grace is that if we make a mistake and we ask him for forgiveness, he forgives us. It says he doesn't even remember our sin anymore. Grab hold of that. He doesn't even remember our sin. Now you remember it, and other people may throw it up at you over and over, but God says he doesn't even remember it anymore. I think that is a powerful, powerful promise, and it needs to be known by every single Christian alive. So, okay, now let's just go back here. All things work together for good, and count it all joy when you're going through the fiery trials. When God is done with you, when, you know, the weapons, there's a scripture that says no weapon formed against you will prosper. And you go, okay, but weapons are coming against me. There's all kinds of things coming at me. Yes, it doesn't say they won't come at you. It says they won't prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. In other words, the weapons may come, things may happen, but it's not going to do anything. You're gonna get through it. You're going to end up with it working towards good. It's going to make you more beautiful, smarter. You know, when you serve God, you guys, oh my gosh. I mean, people that don't know the Lord, I just grieve for them, especially today. The world is so troubled. But when you have God and you know that you know that you know that no matter what happens, we win. In the end, we win. So just don't get down into those weapons that have come against you. All of those things in your life. You know, one day, that wall is going to fall down. You're going to be free as a bird, and you're going to be so beautiful. And I have to tell you, I would just be amiss if I didn't talk at this point about my kintsugi bowl. You know, I've been on a kick lately. I've been sharing this with everybody because I heard the story and it blessed my socks off. A kintsugi bowl is a bowl that started out as a rice bowl in Asia. And the bowl broke. It dropped and it broke. It was a porcelain bowl, many pieces. The owner tried to get a potter to put it back together, and the potter simply said, you know what, this bowl has had it. You know, I could make you a new one, but there's no way I can restore this one. And the man says, well, I'd like you to try. So the potter takes the pieces of the broken bowl and he glues them back, and he uses gold in with the glue, so that now you still see these cracks where they were, but he's placed them back in their place where they fit like a puzzle with gold in the seams. And then he glazes over the top. Well, today, that bowl is called a kintsugi, K-I-N-T-S-U-G-I, kintsugi bowl. And it is very, very valuable and beautiful. Now, the theme of this story is this. When you take those broken pieces of your life and you lay them out to God, who is the potter, who is the grand potter, and you give them to him and you say, God, fix this, fix me. He will take all those pieces, and when he is done, you will be beautiful. Now, you have to go through the struggles to get the broken pieces. We all go through them. So never be discouraged. Remember that story. And you know, when you're done, you will be that beautiful, valuable, gorgeous kintsugi bowl. And it's so much prettier than just a smooth porcelain bowl that everybody can see. It's unique. The cracks are unique. The puzzle itself fits in very differently from other puzzles. And it's filled with gold. It's pure gold. And it's so valuable. I love that story. I hope you do. And you know, I'm glad that you've tuned in to my Anchor podcast. And until next time, I just want to say one thing, though. You've got to buy my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, on Amazon.com. So until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. And remember, you're going to be a nice kintsugi bowl if you give all those pieces to God. Bye.